Hey, everybody around the world. Thanks for tuning in to Broken Glass, the Sunny Side. My name is Sunshiny Day. Happy Friday. Happy almost Halloween. So today I just wanted to talk a little bit about pronoun etiquette. Not so much about, you know, people needing a pronoun to feel like themselves and accepted in society, but actually the other side of it, where we have this phenomenon now where people think it's totally acceptable to ask someone they've just met, typically. I get asked this question a lot, typically by friends, but mainly I get asked this question a lot by people that I don't know. And people have this ingrained sense in them that they think it's okay to ask someone what their preferred gender pronoun is. I understand it's a place, it comes from a place of like trying to understand and care and all this, but it really kind of offends me, because why is that your business? Why do you need to know what my gender pronoun is? I think gender pronouns and like, you know, labels and everything are very destructive, especially if we want to move towards a better society and a better human society. Growing up, everybody always thought I was a girl just because I was on the heavier side of life. And I have this like feminine energy about me. That's usually how like I, what are the words? That's usually how I am able to identify someone, is by the essence of their energy, not specifically by like their body, what is in between their legs or in between their chest, but like what the essence of their energy is, you know, like, exuding. That was the word I was looking for. So yeah, like growing up, I've had all these people like automatically assume I was a girl, which didn't offend me, because like, I know that I'm made of a man and a woman. I don't identify as one gender or the other. So I'm not offended when someone calls me he, I'm not offended when someone calls me a she. I do know that I don't go by they, because I'm not a multiple person. I know that it is also used as a singular third person pronoun. It's a little bit confusing for some people that don't understand it, and I get it. But to ask someone straight up, especially when you've just met them, and this has happened to me a lot in the past few years, where I've just literally met someone and they're like, oh, what is your preferred pronoun? And it's like, well, why do I have to tell you anything? I told you my name. My name is Sunshine. My name is Sunshine or Human. Like, I don't understand the need to be... I don't understand the need for people to know each other's genders. Unless you're going to ask me out or whatever, it's not really your business, you know? To me, it's kind of like asking, well, how big is your dick? Is there a dick between your legs, or is there a vagina between your legs? That's kind of what I hear when I ask, what's your preferred gender pronoun? Is what's in between your legs? You know, I just think it's really weird that we've come into this like acceptance of accepting people asking us what's our gender pronoun. I understand that people are trying to be more sensitive and caring, and they're trying to understand people more, but I don't think that's just a question that you should be asking a random stranger, especially when you've met them in the first 5 minutes and you're like, oh, what is your gender pronoun? I understand that you're not trying to offend anybody, that you're trying to stay PC, but you know, fuck politically correct. Like, politically correct is not helpful if it's not helpful. I believe that, you know, yes, we should not be using a lot of terms for things, but when the PC version of something makes something not PC, it's not PC anymore. So yeah, when it comes to pronoun etiquette, when you meet someone for the first time, if this is something that, if it's someone that is being introduced to you by a friend, that friend should already have some kind of inkling of telling you, oh, you know, this person looks like a man but goes by a she, or vice versa, or, you know, they go by they. If it's something that's very, important to your friend that they think that's going to bother you, then yes, I think that's something that needs to be discussed amongst friends. But when you are just meeting someone for the first time and the first 5 minutes you ask, what's your preferred pronoun? It takes me aback, and it's just like, I don't ever know what to say properly, because it's like, what I really want to say is like, why the fuck is it your business? Like, why? It's like asking me who I'm sleeping with. It's asking me like how big my genitals are and what genitals I have in between my legs. It's just something that I don't think people need to be asking people right away. It's kind of the same thing of like asking people, are you gay, when you first meet them? You know, it's just like, why do you care? I believe that this whole like pronoun thing of people asking random strangers what their preferred pronoun has come more into terms of their insecurities than them trying to appease the people that are having gender dysmorphia and all this and everything. Next time you want to ask someone, especially when this is someone that you've just met and it's like the first 5-10 minutes you're talking, ask yourself first before asking them why you want to know what their gender is and their preferred pronoun is. Because if they've told you their name, I think that suffices. I think it becomes tricky when you're talking about said person to other friends, or, you know, you're relating things. That's when it becomes tricky. But like, you don't have to ask me my preferred pronoun in front of me, because my name is Sunshine, and you're not going to hopefully talk about me like I'm in third person, like I'm not there. If all else fails and you really need to like know someone's pronoun, but you're not comfortable with asking, and you shouldn't be comfortable with asking, you should just use they or them, clear across the board, because then, you know, it's kind of like this like ambiguous thing of like, well, what are they? But, you know, this episode is more about the pronoun etiquette of like, well, what's your preferred pronoun? Like, I just don't think it's your business. Like, why should that be anybody's business? It's something that's been baffling to me the past few years, and so that's why I'm making this episode. What are your thoughts? What do you think about this? I know this might get some backlash, but, you know, it's, people are trying to be sensitive and all this. Well, here's my sensitive bit. It's none of your business. Pure and simple. It's none of your business. If I refer to someone as a he or she in front of them, talking about them, it's usually because I've picked up on the essence of their energy, not the essence of what their gender is. I personally exude a more feminine energy than masculine. I'm curvier, I'm bigger. So, you know, like yesterday I went somewhere with a friend and the lady automatically was like, hey ladies. And then she took a closer look and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, gentlemen. And it's just like, I tried telling her, I was like, you had it right. It doesn't really matter. And, you know, but I stopped myself because, you know, it's one of those things where people get offended where they misgender people, and people get offended when they get misgendered. And I get it. I get you need a sense of identity of who you are. But I also believe that there's an insecurity when you have to identify as a certain way so hard and so bad, and an insecurity when you need to know someone's gender identity so hard and so bad. It's just this level of insecurity. And I believe that if we want to progress as a humanity, that we need to really start seeing each other as humans, as opposed to labels of our subsects of humans that we can have. I want to know your thoughts. I want to know your things. This is to be an open discussion. I'm not trying to hate on anybody. I'm just letting you know my thoughts. So next time you want to ask someone what their gender is, ask yourself why you're asking them, because in my opinion, it's none of your business. It's like asking them, are you gay? Are you single? No, it's like asking, sorry. It's like asking if you're gay or lesbian or if you're bisexual, if you're polyamorous, or better yet, like, what's in between your legs? I think that's the main point I'm getting is, like, that's what I feel like I'm hearing every time someone asks me, what's my preferred pronoun? And it's just offensive. And I don't know how else to, like, really describe it except that it's just offensive. So, yeah, next time you want to know someone else's gender pronoun and it's not obvious to them or obvious to you or they haven't made it obvious to you, just don't ask, you know? Unless, of course, you're in a situation where it's that kind of sensitive thing, but this is where this conversation comes in. It's like, well, where do you cross that line and where do you draw that line? And I'm just letting you know, if you need to know with me, just call me Sunshine. Pure and simple. My name is Sunshiny Day. That's all you need to know. Until next time, I will talk to y'all later. Get back to me. Let me know your thoughts and your ideas and this whole labeling of genders and pronouns. Yes, I think it's a great idea and it's amazing to have an identity and all that. But when identities start getting in the way of just being human, what's the point? Till next time, see y'all later.